You didn't think I'd make it, did you? You thought you were going to have to play the whole long version of this song, didn't you?
I was ready to come back on and tell everybody that I don't oil your tools.
Only during football game. Woo! Even live radio show hosts have to go to the restroom every once in a while. And if you were listening the last hour, you heard that I was going to take John off air, and John and I talked during the top of the hour commercial break, and I had to make a quick run here. And I was only 4 seconds late. I mean, if you hadn't been making faces through the glass, nobody would even know. Good morning, y'all. Welcome back to Rosie on the House on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We are every Arizona homeowner's weekend tradition. We've been here on air for 29 years, helping Arizona homeowners solve Arizona home dilemmas and crises and problems. If you've got a problem or a project you'd like to talk about it, we show up every Saturday morning at a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We're on 4 hours every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock hour. The Romeros just kind of commandeer the ship, and we talk about anything we want to talk about. And it could be events that are going on in Arizona. It could be events that are going on up in the sky above us, or it could be events that are going on in the ground below us. We regularly have Arizona Geological Survey experts in. We regularly have Dr. Sky in. We like to talk about history, Arizona history, and American history. So we have Dr. David Dean in from Grand Canyon University. And we just have a good fun time. If you want to hear what conversation goes on like at the Romero House, all you have to do is tune in Saturday mornings at 7, because we're talking about on air exactly what we talk about around the house all week long. 8 o'clock hour, my son Romy takes us into the outdoor living segment of the program and talks about landscaping and gardening, anything having to do with your lawn, your hedges, your garden, your trees, your shrubs. He brings in experts every Saturday to answer your questions on that topic. 9 o'clock hour is usually open hour, and we let you call in and ask any question that you'd like. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we call this Rosie on the House University. 10 o'clock is generally where we bring the experts in, and we drill down deeper in one particular topic for the benefit of you, the Arizona homeowner. And today we're drilling down deep on the topic of water. And we do this on a regular basis because if I stand up on my soapbox, which I do often, I get absolutely infuriated with the water treatment industry. There is so much bad information, so much false information, so much fake news in the water treatment industry, it actually gets my blood boiling. So we're drilling down deep on the topic of water with our good friends from Connecticut. Jack Eversole, water specialist for Tucson and all of Pima County. Mr. U of A, bear down.
Bear down, Rosie.
Y'all got a game today.
Game day. Arizona, yeah. Go Cats, taking on the UCLA Bruins later on this afternoon.
The evil, wicked Bruins.
Number 4 versus number 5.
Oh, that'll be great. Great game. Great game today. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rosie.
Mr. Mike Maddox, the general manager at Connecticut for Phoenix and Tucson. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Rosie. How you doing? Thanks.
I'm doing good. You know, you guys both look so calm and so relaxed and so at peace with the world. If I lived in your industry, I think I would just perpetually have high blood pressure. It just drives me nuts, the things I hear people claim about what they do or don't do to water. Amen. How do you guys handle it?
Amen. Well, there's so much bad doo-doo out there, and that's the sad part, if I can say doo-doo.
Yeah.
We go in and we try to separate fact from fiction. You've got a lot of companies out there saying, hey, our no-salt system will cure all your problems. Well, it just isn't so, Rosie, as you know.
Well, I tell people all the time, when they start asking me about water treatment, and I grew up without water treatment. You know, I grew up playing football in a dirt lot, and when you're thirsty, you just went over the hose, and you turn the water, and you drank right out of the hose. You know, you don't see any of that happening anymore, you know? And we grew up without any water treatment at our house.
No.
And then Romy got one at his house. And after he moved out, and I had the occasion to help him one weekend on a project, and I just ended up, is when he was building out in the far West Valley. And I just stayed. I had all my tools with me. I said, I just stayed. And I thought, boy, this is nice. You know, I can taste the difference in this water, and I can feel the difference on my skin. And we put in a treatment system. I tell you, Jennifer will never live in a house without water, without a water softener ever again. But I ask people when they ask me, what are you trying to get done? Because that kind of addresses, what are you trying to get done with the water? That kind of addresses what kind of equipment you're going to recommend.
That is correct.
And there are people out there saying that they can wrap an electric wire around your water line coming into the house and treat your water.
Magically changes
yeah.
the molecular structure of water
right.
from positive calcium ions to negative calcite crystal to appear to be soft water, where in reality, you're still living with your hard water.
Yeah.
To go back to what you were saying a few minutes ago, I grew up in Tucson from the early 1970s, and we go out and run at school, and we would drop down and go get a drink of water after running a mile and a half, and we drank right from the fountain. And we could do that for a long time until about 1999, and all of a sudden CAP, Central Arizona Project, rolls in. And God bless CAP.
Yeah, God bless CAP,
they
man.
They do that's, an awesome
that's,
job,
that's
Rosie.
That's a 360-mile lifeblood right there, man.
That's exactly right.
But it evaporates 600,000 acre-feet of
water.
So by the time it gets to Tucson, it's not flowing. It's kind of rolling like little marbles.
And it sits out there in the big reservoirs and on the west side of town and feeds almost a million people.
Yeah.
And once in a while, we go back to groundwater, and the hardness isn't quite as bad as it is. But we've also got high levels of chlorine running at about 1.5 parts per million, near ideal for a pool.
Yeah. Well, I tell people that, you know, just to improve the taste of your water, if you just want to improve the taste, activated carbon charcoal filter. Just get the chlorine out of it and start appreciating what a nice glass of water can really taste like.
And as long as the consumer understands that that carbon filter is going to make the water palatable for drinking, but not purified.
That's right.
And as they can live with the limitations of it, then we're fine and dandy.
Yeah. So you can start just by simply passing it through activated carbon charcoal. And basically all you're doing at that point is you're taking the chlorine out, right? You're really not... maybe some floaties are the big ones. But
chlorine and chloramines mainly.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Similar to a refrigerator ice maker filter and stuff like that.
Exactly. So you're getting that chlorine flavor out, but you're still getting all the chlorine gas in your shower. You're still absorbing the chlorine through your skin when you're in the shower. We're just solving the taste at one sink with an activated carbon charcoal filter. And sometimes that's all people want.
And then people don't realize the damage that the chlorine does in their house. O-rings, faucets, fixtures dry out. They become brittle. You get leaks. Flapper valves and toilets within a year and a half to 2 years. And that's why sometimes you'll see a rise in your water bill, not understand, but you're using more water in your toilets.
Don't forget about the dry, itchy skin from chlorine, too. It's just as bad. So it's amazing out there because you really want to check everything out before you make that final decision. You really do, folks.
And you got to check the equipment and what their claim is before you spend your good hard-earned money to have something installed that is there's a lot of equipment being installed out there that has no third-party verification, no third-party testing. It has no Water Quality Association accreditation. And I tell people all the time, if you can't produce third-party testing, if you can't show that you're Arizona Water Quality Association certified, you shouldn't even be considering the equipment.
That's right. And what I'm out and about talking to consumers, I do recommend, hey, look, you're going to be bombarded with a lot of advertising. You're not sure what to do. Do us a favor. Call the Arizona Water Quality Association. Talk to Dave Perry. He can be reached at area code 480-947-9850.
Doesn't endorse any particular brand. He's just an objective voice on the water treatment equipment industry.
They're out there for the consumer.
Yeah.
And he covers the whole state of Arizona.
Yeah, he does. And he's done it for a long time.
Long time.
He's done.
We love Dave Perry.
Dave Perry has been doing that for a long time. I mean, I think if you cut him, he'd probably bleed water. Yeah, so Dave Perry at the Arizona Water Quality Association can kind of, you know, and he'll kind of ask the same questions Jack would ask or Mike would ask or I would ask if I was invited to your house to talk about water treatment. What are you trying to get done?
It's usually that doggone scale buildup they see on the showers every day, the faucets, the fixtures, and then the dry, itchy skin contributed by the high levels of chlorine. And luckily with Kinetico, we could take care of all of it.
And you do. And then improving the whole flavor of the drinking water and the safety of the drinking water.
That's exactly right. We do have our Kinetico K5 drinking water station. Once again, rated number one this March in Consumer Report. That unit will make microbiologically pure water at 99.99999%. So if you're concerned about Cryptosporidium, Gerardia, any bacteria, viruses, protozoa, the unit will knock it out and give you the healthiest purified water and eliminate the need of buying bottled water and playing the bottled water games.
You know, we were talking in the last hour about a particular home improvement product that I have flip-flopped on over the last 10 years. And I used to tell people, look, if you have a water treatment salesperson at your house making a presentation trying to scare you into buying the equipment because the threat of being delivered dangerous drinking water at your house is so prominent that you've got to get this equipment. And I used to say, if they're using scare tactics, kick them out of the house. But you know what? In the last couple of years, bad water being delivered to some houses in some communities has been a very real headline event. So we're going to talk about that and the concept of final barrier protection at your own home when we get back with our friends from Kinetico.